Well, hello, people. Now, here's a real news item. I'm gonna read it out. I know you guys can read. But I gotta make a video of this somehow. People are jumping out of the window. I've got to go. Those were the last words Monica heard from her husband in the World Trade Center. Well, you see, that's the attention grabber. This man has lost his life. His future has been wiped out through absolutely no fault of his own. And here comes the second part, which is really the main part. Here she reveals her battle to build a positive legacy and how she found love again with a firefighter. There's a bait and switch, guys. It's really all about her and how she was the victim. But she managed to find love again. We're so happy about that. Is this a news headline or a rom-com? But we see it all the time, don't we? How femmes twist things around and make everything about them. Her husband or boyfriend's been in a terrible accident. He's disabled now. But it's not about him. It'll be about her and her struggles and what she's going through. They also do it with famous footballers, don't they? They show a picture of a footballer. But the story's really about his wag, which is what they call footballers' girlfriends now. And how fantastic and wonderful she is. Even though she doesn't have any football skills whatsoever, but she does look good in a bikini. But it does prove one thing all the time, doesn't it? That femmes don't seem to have any empathy towards anybody else but themselves. They'll use anything, any tragedy, to try and draw attention to themselves, as they are the victims. Oh, you're probably saying, oh, it's the papers, it's the media doing it. Really, they couldn't do it without the consent and cooperation of the femmes, could they? And I've seen it that they've even used their own children just to get attention and make it about themselves. I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. I didn't read it. But we're supposed to feel sorry for this femme who's having to struggle. But she's still alive and she can get up in the morning and live her life and find love again when her husband can't do any of that at all. So here's the picture of the real victim who had his life taken away when he was a young man. This is what the story should have been about. Instead of being hijacked and made all about the femme. You take it easy, fellas, if you can. Ciao.